Hey, good morning, my friends. Welcome. Trying to get a shake together here last minute to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. How are you doing?
I already made a shake.
I know.
I already made a mess.
You're one
already
step ahead of me. One big step ahead of me. And you guys, be sure to check out the podcast platform over at Team Health Masters and thebrowershow.com. Because we got a lot of stuff going on, updated every single day. And you guys be sure to get updates on the email list. The email list has probably been one of the most effective ways we've been able to get information out to everybody. At lightning speed access, gives you the show notes, gives you the links to the articles, gives you the links to the daily podcasts, gives you all the specials we have, three packs, kits, everything in between. Sign up for it on here so it goes right to your email. You don't have to look for it. It just pops up.
How's the new website working again, the updated one?
Fantastic. Everybody's been enjoying it a lot. I found this out. I don't have a whole lot of time into it yet, but apparently the Shopify app now has a full Health Masters account on it.
Does not.
Does too.
When did that happen?
This morning.
I like that. Yeah. That means I can put an app on my phone.
You can put the Shopify app on your phone, and our Health Masters store is right in that app. Right there. Boom. Click.
Click. You're right there.
You can set up for updates and all kinds of stuff on there. So
did Michael set that up for us?
Yeah, he set it up for us. I gotta go through and look at all that. I just found out this morning, so you guys are the first to know. But overall, even though
you know how easy that is now to order from Health Masters?
You can set up stuff where, you know, if you want to go check it at a certain time, you can put your auto ship on there. It's pretty convenient.
Wow.
So we made it easier. You guys asked. I did the best I could. It's doing great. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the B12 formula. We sent out a big email on that over the weekend going into detail. A lot of stuff we talked about all week on B12 and why it is such an important, if not probably one of the most important B vitamins as far as for daily functioning, daily health.
Now, do you remember the number one food on my top 10 list never to put in your body?
The number one?
The worst one.
What was it on?
High fat luncheon meats.
High fat luncheon meats, yeah.
Bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, hot dogs, bacon.
Yeah.
Pork in general.
Yes.
I've got a, you know, and people are always asking me, they say, well, you know, I'm just going to make sure I cook my bacon and I'm going to cook my pork. And if there's parasites, then I'll kill them.
That's only one part of the equation, though.
Oh, we're going to go into this matrix equation this morning. my response is always this. Okay, so you got trichina larvae, worms in your pork, right? But you're going to go ahead and cook it, make sure you kill the worms so you can eat the dead cooked worms. Right? And I've got friends of mine who go, well, I like my pork. I'm going to eat my bacon. And my response is always, whatever, man. Why don't you use turkey bacon? Just something like that. Now I'm going to stop for a second. I know that turkey bacon doesn't taste as good as pork bacon. I got it. I mean, you don't have to tell me that. I don't send me emails on it. I got it. Here's the problem. Turkey bacon doesn't have trichina in it. It doesn't have larvae in it. It doesn't have living worms in it. And, you know, so I have never understood the fascination of the American public with pork. You know, I remember years ago I was on WGN, and I started talking about pork and how bad it was. And I'll never forget the farm forecaster came running into the studio. I've told you guys the story before. Raisin came with me. About got into a physical conflict with him. But I didn't realize that was WGN putting out all the pork belly futures in Chicago, basically putting out all the information for the Midwest as far as pork production. So I thought, okay, well, may want to change that a little bit and just call it high-fat luncheon meat. And that was what I did because I still cover the pork, and I'll talk about how bad it is. But, you know, high-fat luncheon meat's a little bit better as far as the broad scope of that. Now you're talking ham and all the rest of it. But I want to read you this. And, by the way, years ago I was at Woody's Health Club, which is long out of business, and I was talking to a guy there, and he was an FDA meat inspector. And he told me that every time they cut a pig open, every single time, it was filled with worms. I'm talking.
That's
about,
lovely.
About, we're talking domesticated pork now. We're not talking about wild hog.
You're talking about farm-raised pork.
Farm-raised pork.
Okay. Wow.
And every time. Now, pork is the mortgage buster on farms. My dad told me that.
Yeah.
And I know my brother used to have a big pork production facility on the farm up in Iowa.
Okay.
Now, he leases that out. But my dad told me that'll pay the mortgage off. Is you make a lot more money raising hogs than you do raising corn.
Okay.
Or soybean. And so it's just, but it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year. It's all the time you got
to
feed the animals.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So here's the whole point of me pontificating here for the past 4 minutes. fry-up lover who ate undercooked bacon ended up with pork worms in his brain.
Yeah. That actually happens more often than people know.
Okay. Health chef says it could be cooked at least 145 degrees Fahrenheit to wipe out the bug risk after a 52-year-old man ended up having to go to the hospital where doctors gave him a grim diagnosis. Folk have been warned to make sure their bacon is crispy after a fry-up fan who ate his undercooked ended up with pork worms in his brain. The 52-year-old sought medical help after weekly migraines grew worse, and he reported a severe pain across the back of his head. A scan revealed multiple cyst-like lesions scattered across his brain filled with trichina larvae. The patient was admitted to the hospital in the U.S. where he spent several weeks in intensive care receiving anti-parasitical and anti-inflammatory drugs. He was discharged after his condition improved, though he continued to be monitored as an outpatient. Now, here's the deal. You know, his doctors wrote in the American Journal of Case Reports, the patient was successfully treated with regression of the lesions and improvement of headaches. Now, you know, here's the thing. You think about this for a second. Why in the world did this happen? Well, because this man broke God's dietary principles. One of the things the Bible tells you in the Old Testament is don't eat pork. You don't eat vultures either. And by the way, you're not supposed to eat a catfish. Or an eel, or a muskrat, all kinds of things.
Muskrat.
Or a bat, you know, or these things that are just nasty creatures. You're not supposed to eat an armadillo. I remember years ago I had a lady named Lee, and an interesting case. She came into my clinic. It was strange that her father was a medical doctor, and I remember she's 30 years old. He decided since her mother had had breast cancer, he had advised her to go have a full mastectomy, both breasts, when she was 30 years old. Sad story. But the reality was that she had met a man, and she was in animal rehab, who basically had eaten an armadillo, was dead 3 days later from intestinal parasites also. Oof. And in the state of Florida, when you eat shellfish, sometimes you die of shellfish, paralytic shellfish
that
poisoning.
Well, if you don't die, a lot of people get sick down here.
I got sick one time from that.
Especially raw, uncooked oysters and stuff like that, man. That's just stay away from that.
So even when I do sushi, which I still do, I make sure it's like smoked salmon, so I make sure it's cooked and it's not raw. And it's just how I, because I got sick from it one time doing that. And I was eating clean fish, and I still got sick from it. I got really nauseous for about a week. So be really careful with what you eat and what you put in your body. That's what we tell you. The number one food never to eat on our top 10 list of foods never to eat, high-fat luncheon mix, bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, hot dogs. Number four on the list, by the way, is shellfish, lobster, shrimp, oyster, prawns, scallops, crabs, and clams. Avoid all of that stuff. And if you're going to do sushi, I would recommend that you get cooked sushi and you don't have the raw stuff. And I would never eat tuna because that's unclean. And I would also stay away from all the other types of fish like, you know, swordfish and all the other types of sushi that are out there. Be careful. But this fry-up bacon lover guy, ended up having worms in his brain. So, and we've got a video on the old website about a brain worm. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. It's graphic, though. Don't be eating when you're watching the video.
It is nasty, nasty, nasty. What's your next story?
This is an interesting one. I mean, it's going to go one or two ways. I've been kind of watching it over the weekend and seeing this with the CDC advisory panel. Is they're doing a full independent review of the safety standpoints of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Who is this dude?
This is Retief Levy speaking during the first meeting of the CDC's advisory committee.
That is one ugly dude, boy.
That's not...
I mean, that dude's ugly. I'm sorry.
Besides my point.
I think he likes free air. But never mind.
Anyways, the panel's going to study the efforts of the repeated booster doses on how the vaccines and COVID-19 have impacted deaths and hospitalizations as far as from the vaccine standpoint. This is going to go one or two ways. Either A, you're actually going to have a true independent study that's going to start showing that there's an enormous amount of side effects and probably very little reduction of true hospitalization. However, there's also the flip side of this that you're probably going to see if the mainstream media and also the pharmaceutical companies get a hold of this. They're going to try to make sure they flip the script and say, we've done the independent testing, we've done the research now, and all the data we have shows that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe for human usage. That's the other direction that it may go. But remember, we also have the health guy we have down here in Florida. Who's the Lepato? You're not paying attention to my article.
No,
you're Lepato down here in Florida.
That's our Surgeon General?
Surgeon General, yeah. He's the one, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Didn't he discuss, it was like 2 or 3 months ago, he said that the COVID vaccine is not even fit for human usage.
Yes.
He said, do not take it at all.
So this guy's promoting it?
So now this guy's going in and basically going to be heading the advisory committee to actually review the safety standpoints of the COVID-19 vaccine. So my take on it is this: if I had to bet on it, I bet they're going to skew the results. They're going to try to do damage control instead of the COVID-19 vaccine safe and effective. And this is the research and this is the final CDC advisory on it. That's what I think is going to happen. Because they're saying it's going to be independent and it's going to be unbiased and they're going to figure out if it's really safe.
You got to remember, a lot of the people that are out there doing this kind of stuff, they're being paid by Big Pharma.
That's exactly right.
And they're being, and I'm not saying this guy here. I'm not pointing any kind of blame at this guy or any person we've talked about this morning. I'm saying that we have a lot of people because when they leave the CDC or they leave the FDA, they go to work for the very same corporations they were supposed to be regulating. In fact, 60 Minutes did a show on this a few years ago, and they called it the revolving door of the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
It was that bad.
Well, and then you have here, like, the FDA has now fully suspended the license for the Chikungunya vaccine. When I talked about this like 6 months ago, they said it was not safe. And they want to go back to the drawing board to make sure that essentially it was okay. Then it got approved. Now they're saying that the vaccine, and I quote, is not safe and the continued administration to the public would pose a danger and a health risk. This was designed to fight one of the viruses, the mosquito, as far as mosquito.
Aedes aegypti. That's a nasty little thing. That gives you sleeping sickness. Look at that. You see this?
That's, look at that. See this hypodermic needle.
This right here is what's called a proboscis.
Yeah.
Now listen to me, friends. Since we have a picture, give me camera 4, Rich. Okay, there you go. There's camera 4. This is what it looks like. This is a proboscis here. Now, give me get camera, whatever the middle one is again.
3.
2. I think it's 2.
2?
I think it's 2.
2. 2. Okay.
This is a proboscis.
Right,
now,
right
what
here.
That is a hypodermic needle that's attached to the mouth of this thing.
Yep.
Now, here's the problem with this. What it does, when it pokes into your skin, it puts an anesthetic into you. Okay? That way you don't feel the needle go in. That's how it works. So that's why you're getting bit and you slap it and there's blood everywhere and you go, what the heck did he feel if I saw him biting me? Okay?
Mosquitoes are nasty things.
Nasty creatures, okay? So that's got to be some kind of Nephilim project.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
I don't see a useful purpose that God put these on this planet.
But here's the problem now. So they go into the blood of a person that has AIDS.
Yeah.
All right? They bite the person with AIDS. This proboscis here now has blood in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it also has an anesthetic in it. So the next person they go to, they inject the blood from the AIDS patient into the person with the anesthesia. And this is one of the reasons these things are so unbelievably dangerous, because it could be hepatitis, it could be AIDS, it could be any other blood-borne disease from other animals, including humans. And so it's running around with this needle here filled with the blood from something, the last person that it bit or entity or whatever it bit.
So what's your recommendation?
Spray these wretched things.
Oh,
man, the things are horrible. That's an Aedes aegypti. It caused a lot of problems with sleeping sickness back in the 60s and the 70s. People were warned about them because back then they started. I remember then they had the mosquito foggers come by, which is that's then you get to breathe all that poison, malathion or whatever.
Oh, I remember that to the middle of the night. They got the back
But to be careful when you come down here. And there are all kinds of insecticides that are natural that you could use, different types of oils that you could use to repel these things.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put a raid on my skin.
Probably the best option is just don't come to Florida. Just stay away from Florida.
Or if you're going to come to Florida, wear long sleeve shirts, hope they can't reach through the shirt. Some of these things are huge.
Oh, I know. My favorite one of the big palmetto cockroaches we down in here.
The ones that fly.
The big ones, the big flying ones. We talked about those before. Those are really
Oh, by the way, Holland's in an uproar, man. I mean,
Holland.
Man.
What's Holland
doing? Gosh. Girl 17 years old was stabbed to death while calling cops to report being followed on her bike. On a ride home from Holland.
Stabbed to death.
Another asylum seeker, another boy over there. The wave of national fury has swept Holland following the arrest of an asylum seeker for the killing of a 17-year-old was stabbed to death while she was calling police to report she was being followed on her bike ride home. The lifeless body of Lisa was discovered by police in a roadside ditch in the early hours of Wednesday morning. She was returning from a night out with friends before she was attacked by a man who had a bicycle with him while she was phoning the emergency police number. The main suspect in the case is a 22-year-old male asylum seeker who was arrested 4 days ago, Muslim, of course, and in Amsterdam, and it could have been anybody, but this guy was a Muslim, and surely assaulted a third woman 5 days earlier. So this has actually caused a lot of protests all over Holland now.
Good.
And they've had enough of it because these people are coming over here and they're not assimilating. coming into the United States or coming into Holland or going to any country in the world from another country and not assimilating, it means it's like this. I'm going to keep my own language. I'm not going to learn the language of my country.
Exactly right.
I'm going to have cookouts for all my friends from my country. I'm not going to assimilate and bring anybody else in. I'm not going to worry about learning the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm just going to bring my country with me. Well, here's the problem that I've got. And this is just a news flash for you. If you're leaving a hellhole in South America that basically has unbelievably poverty and people are eating out of garbage dumps, why do you want to bring that country to the United States and turn our country into the same hellhole you left from?
It's a valid question.
It's a valid question.
No, I would be so happy to get out of that mess that I'd be going, let me learn English.
Yeah.
Let me take some kind of English learning class. Let me learn the Constitution. Let me integrate into this culture because I don't like where I came from. If I liked where I came from so much, why did you leave?
Why'd you leave?
That's my question.
Well, and this is a really big issue right now. This all over has been talking about in Florida is that truck driver, that fatal crash on the turnpike. He's been denied bond now. Obviously, he's denied bond. He was an illegal alien that wasn't supposed to be here. And the more we keep finding out about it is that California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom was essentially the one who pushed the entire program where individuals who were here, came here illegally to California, they could get their CDL with no proof of anything as far as passport, nothing. Just coming from another country, don't learn any language, and this is what happened. He didn't speak English. He didn't know any road signs at all, apparently. I don't know how he passed his CDL driver's license as far as driving semi-trucks. I have no idea. So he got his license in California. Well, of course, it transferred over. So he came to Florida. He's driving a semi-truck in Florida. Has no idea how to speak English. Has no idea what Florida road signs are. It is a U-turn in the middle of the turnpike where people are doing 70, 80 miles an hour. I saw the video. He cut in front of the car.
That's how they hit him.
He was far right lane. He cut over and literally turned sideways right from the
minivan. So he didn't check his mirror.
No. Came right over. The car went right there. And there was no place in the minivan to go.
Well, reality, and I'm not saying this, that what I would do is this. I wouldn't deport him.
No, he needs to.
I'd leave him in prison.
I would too. I'd put him in one of those maximum security hellhole prisons we have here in Florida, send him to Rayford or something. Let him choke it out there. Because right. The problem that I have with this is it's exactly what you were just saying. Mm-hmm. You got somebody that came here from another country, refused to assimilate, refused to learn English, refused to learn the road signs, somehow got a CDL in California because they're a sanctuary city, and now he's killed three people. They're dead. They weren't doing nothing, man. They're literally in the left lane driving. He comes straight over in front of them. There's nowhere to go.
You know, I remember years ago, I had a person that I knew here in Central Florida, and he was an attorney.
Yeah.
And he was in his 30s. And I remember he was probably the worst driver. There's three people that I won't ride with. He was one of them. He was a horrible, horrible driver. I refused to ride with him. And he thought he could drive good. Now, those are the dangerous ones, Austin.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the ones that get on a motorcycle. They think they're really great on a motorcycle. They get themselves killed.
That's true.
Okay, I've seen it, okay? And the problem is he was a horrible driver, but he had diabetes. And he also liked to drink.
Oh, gosh.
Bad combination.
That's a bloodshed nightmare right there.
Oh, my gosh. And I remember it was crazy because I knew him from high school, and all of a sudden I hear about it in the news that he was over on Cleveland Heights in Lakeland, and he basically had a kid in the front seat of his BMW with him. He was like 21 years old. They just left the bar, and he was racing somebody on Cleveland Heights, lost control of the car like he always did, a terrible driver, impacted a berm, put the kid beside him through the windshield.
Oh, God.
Now, this clown had a seatbelt on, and he had an airbag in that BMW, so he wasn't hurt, but the kid was killed. And he was an attorney, lost his license, went to prison for 3 years.
Yeah.
For vehicular homicide with alcohol. Now, the thing about it is this guy who killed three people now, because he was a complete moron from another country who didn't even learn street signs and thought he could make a U-turn in 70-mile-an-hour traffic without even looking in his mirror, somebody who gave him a license needs to be investigated.
That's true, California. Well, and that's what they're digging up now. And they said California is one of 19 states that issues licenses and CDLs regardless of immigration status.
Well, the latest articles, they're still giving driver's licenses to these people coming in from other countries. And all 50 states still giving them licenses.
And then what even makes it a little bit weirder, though, right? So there's been over 2.5 million people who have now signed the petition demanding that the truck driver is released and granted clemency, insisting the crash was a tragic accident, not a deliberate act. This is crazy. The petition posted on change.org calls for DeSantis and the Florida Board of Executive Clemency to reexamine the case. There's 2.5 million signatures.
Well, they're all immigrants.
That's exact. I was just about to say, they just need to hand that to ICE.
Well, they're either immigrants or they're liberals.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just sad to
the
me.
Fact
it really is.
2.5 million signatures, though. I was like, I said, if that's the case, if you're that bent on trying to release individuals that act like this, I'd be like, dude, all right. Hand the list over.
Oh, by the way, scientists are now blaming climate anxiety for the plunging birth rates among COVID vaxxed.
Climate anxiety.
Well, wait a minute. They got to blame the fact that these people can't get pregnant on something. They can't blame it on the fact they took the shot.
Yeah.
So they've got, remember what they did with that national database, Austin?
Yep.
They purged it now.
Yep.
All those federal employees who had the COVID shot, were forced to take a COVID shot, all that's been taken out of their employee records because they can't, because that was more documentation.
Right.
Birth rates are collapsing across the developed world because of the COVID vaccine. I will add that because of all the chemicals and the toxins in the environment. But instead of confronting the obvious, scientists and corporate media outlets are now pushing convenient distraction by blaming climate anxiety. You can't make it up. Across Europe and Asia, fertility has crashed historic lows because we injected 5 billion people, by the way, with the COVID shot, with many nations reporting fewer than 1.5 children per woman. That means the population will continue to be cut in half pretty much every generation. In fact, the vast majority of the world now sits below replacement levels, with only Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Central Asia maintaining rates above 3 children per woman, because they have to be like 2.2 to maintain population. It's hard to have a 0.2 child, so you have to round up to 3.
Up.
The issue has created a looming global population collapse crisis. Birth rates have now fallen well below sustainable levels. Meanwhile, mainstream outlets are quick to offer explanations to fit their globalist narrative. CNBC, which is the worst news outlet ever, insists that climate change has made people think twice about having children. The Guardian warns that climate apocalyptic fears are driving the decline. A 2022 Pew survey echoed the theme, finding climate change ranked as the greatest threat among wealthy nations. Researchers of Sweden, one of the dumbest countries in the world, bringing everybody into that country, even conducted surveys to measure the link between fertility and climate anxiety. Unbelievable. But yet, let's not talk about the fact that a COVID vaccine attacks the ovaries, that a COVID vaccine attacks the testicles, the COVID vaccines attacks ovulation, and that prevents women from going into proper development and the men proper development producing sperm. Let's not talk about any of that. We're going to pretend that never happened because we have to make sure we purge the entire database of the federal employees and all the people who took the COVID shot.
That's exactly right. And that's why I brought up that when I talked about the article last week, as I said, it's ironic they're doing this now and they're saying that there's not going to be any data showing what anybody's vaccination status is. I said, how quite convenient now. All that information is going to be gone. So, again, just something to be aware of and why you got to continually make sure that you're watching and doing your own research before you start following whatever the narrative tells you to do. Because remember, I occasionally on this show, I'll pull some snippets from COVID. I did a while back, and I'll probably do it again, just to remind everybody how unbelievably derogatory they were and how they treated everyone, how they talked to everyone on the media and how they talked to everyone in person, basically saying that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I mean, we heard that, what, 100 times, 200 times? I mean, it was one of the most common phrases reiterated on mainstream media every single day. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are spreading it. And the lies they put on everybody, and they continue to gaslight everybody. That is something you have to remember anytime you even have an inkling of thinking about listening to anything they say or following their orders and what they tell you to do, especially on mainstream media. It really does. You got to really think about it and go, these are the same people that told me if I don't get my vaccine and your vaccine doesn't work, these are the same people that are telling you to do this health choice now.
They're the same people that are telling you that Donald Trump is the savior of Ukraine and that he's the man of peace that should get a Nobel Prize, who now has, the U.S. has now approved the sale of cruise missiles to Ukraine.
I was about to say that. And NATO just approved $50 billion in weapons to Ukraine now. NATO did.
Well, we have to. Raytheon has deemed it so.
Raytheon deemed it so, baby.
The U.S. has approved the sale of 3,350 air-launched cruise missiles to Ukraine.
Gosh.
We're not sending
That's
them.
A lot of weapon systems.
Unbelievable. Dude. The Wall Street Journal reported on Saturday, citing two unnamed U.S. officials. The missions, which have a range of up to 280 miles. That'll take you all the way to Georgia, Austin.
Golly, yeah.
That's how big it is. That'll cover the whole state for Polk County. Will reportedly arrive in Ukraine within 6 weeks. Several U.S. officials told WSJ, imagine they got that much in inventory. 3,350 cruise missiles in inventory.
Yeah, dude, take the doggone Raytheon.
Several U.S. officials told WSJ that Ukraine would have to seek the Pentagon's approval before using them. Whatever. Everybody believes that. Of course, they may have that system basically where they can just shut them off from over here, too.
That's true.
So whatever. While U.S. President Donald Trump had criticized the previous administration of Joe Biden for its unconditional aid to Ukraine, he said earlier this week that Ukraine has no chance of winning unless it is capable of striking targets in Russia. However, these cruise missiles will not reach into Russia. Ukrainian troops have been steadily losing ground to Russian forces over the course of 2025 and have struggled to replenish the ranks because they've killed so many people over there now. After months of uncertainty over America's commitments, Trump said in July that any additional weapons delivered to Ukraine would be paid by NATO members in Europe.
Okay.
Does anybody believe
okay.
that? Okay. Ukraine's key European backers, including France and Germany, are increasingly pushing for further weapon deliveries as part of security guarantees provided to Ukraine after the end of the conflict. Russia, however, maintains the Western military as an obstacle to reaching a peace deal. I mean, duh, of course it is. Thousands and thousands of cruise missiles. I mean, Ukraine can't fight Russia, Austin.
No.
They never could. The only reason they've even stood as long as they have is because of all the weapon systems that we've sent over to them.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's crazy. Oh, by the way, mass surveillance is only getting worse. New pushback against explosion of license plate readers nationwide.
There you go. I talked about it last week.
We talked about that lady that I knew who was driving all over the place. They showed us her tag everywhere, okay? Threatens people's privacy, security, and freedom of movement by creating an atmosphere where everyone knows they are being watched all of the time and tracked all of the time whenever they hit the road all of the time. License plate reader technology was around long before artificial intelligence, but critics warn that it provides a foreshadowing of some of the dangers that could be coming. It is the Institute for Justice that has now announced a nationwide campaign to push back against the arbitrary and unrestrained use of the cameras used in that tech. Already, there are cameras across thousands and thousands of American communities, but there are major concerns about violations of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, yeah, the Fourth Amendment problems with this unregulated mass surveillance are only getting worse as communities around the country are beginning to use ALPRs or expand their existing surveillance networks, said lawyer Michael Soifer. Nationwide police are now using ALPR cameras to track the locations and movements of countless law-abiding citizens who have never been suspected of any crime. The campaign called the Plate Private Project will combine IJ's litigation, legislation, activism, and media capabilities regarding the warrantless search industry. Private companies benefit from the campaigns to monitor all of the citizens and getting paid for cameras, monitoring, and more. Let me show you how this works. We've got AI data centers all over the country now. These cameras are attached to the AI data centers. Yeah. So when you get up in the morning and you brush your teeth and you use your, you know, refrigerator to get your breakfast, the AI is attached to your refrigerator. It knows you got up and made breakfast.
If you have an Internet of Things refrigerator.
If you have an Internet of Things refrigerator, which I recommend you don't have. You turn your washing machine on to do your clothes.
Yeah.
It knows you're doing your clothes. Now, when you get in your car, the AI knows Ted's getting in his car because he's hooked up to OnStar. Which now, if you try to disconnect, the truck won't run.
If you try to pull it, you could disconnect OnStar cars. Yep.
So now all of a sudden you get into your truck and all of a sudden it's like, don't you wonder why we had Obama's Clasher Clunkers?
Yep.
They had to get rid of those old vehicles that couldn't be monitored. They had to go away. And they made sure they went away. So all of a sudden, you know, you have a car now. Now you get in the car and immediately the camera in your neighborhood's triggered to your car.
Yeah. License plate.
And it tells the AI, Ted's now passing this point. And every time it passes another point, it passes another point. So it pings, 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 pings. So it tracks me in real time. You think, oh, that ain't possible. I hope and pray that you know that's possible.
And it does it on every vehicle on the road all the day, autonomously. There's no human interaction into it. It goes into a data system. You don't have to have somebody sitting there following you around all day. Here's the stuff. This is from Flock Safety right here. This is shows here the platforms that they install. It literally pulls your plate number, additional data, bumper damage, seen 5 times in the last 30 days in this area, and it does a full algorithm based on everything you've done, everywhere
and
you've gone.
And the insurance companies buy the data to find out how many accidents are in your area.
Yep, and they're also now saying that this Flock system is also going to be used on the private surveillance market for individuals that want to track people or use it as far as with private investigators.
So whoa.
Now you could go in and say, I'll pay a $100 subscription to Flock. I need this tag number for this area. Boom. Here's where this car's been. Here's where it's pinged every single day for the last 30 days.
follow you around. So remember, it's not just, oh, we saw him do this or we saw him here. It's we watched every single movement, every place, every stop, every interaction, every car he may have stopped with, where he went to, what restaurant he went to, what house he went to. And so,
and remember, the Teslas
oh, yeah,
have microphones in them, and they record or can, not necessarily doing it, but can record.
Yep.
I get so frustrated every once in a while to say something to the car, and when, and some AI thing will say, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Yeah, because you don't even ask it.
You say, what the heck was that? Who's talking to me?
What is this, 5,000?
Can you repeat your command, please? And I'm like, no, who are you? Go away.
5,000 law enforcement agencies. And it's funny, last night, I was on the phone, very close friend of mine. He's an attorney up in North Florida. And I asked him about this. And he said, very much so, law enforcement is using this on a daily basis now to try to basically charge and convict people on certain crimes when they need to go back and look and see where they've been, what they've been doing, who they've been around, where they go, and also, too, to cross-verify their stories, whether or not they're lying. You got to think about that for a second. So, say, this is what I told you. If you have an interaction with law enforcement, I don't care what the situation really is, you're better off just not disclosing anything. Because now that they're using this, this is what he told me last night, now that they're using this, they can go in and they can cross-examine the data and the information you told them. So you say, I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I have a person.
You were here. Here's a camera reading.
I had a person who got arrested, that I know.
Yeah.
And they interviewed her.
Yeah.
Okay. She should have kept her mouth shut. She didn't keep her mouth shut. And she didn't know that it had camera videos of her traveling all over the place.
Yep.
And he said in the interview that he did with her, the interrogation, what it was, she lied about this. And the thing about it is, she didn't remember where she was.
That's exactly right.
She didn't remember. Yeah, but the cameras did. The cameras knew where we were.
How often are you sitting there going, oh, yes, at 11:55 on Tuesday, 4 months ago, I was at this area and I stopped at this gas station. Nobody compartmentalizes that type of stuff in your brain. You're going here, you're driving here, you got stuff, you're on the phone, you're trying to go somewhere for a meeting.
It's the same thing. When I spoke with Roger Stone a few years ago, after he had gotten arrested, basically convicted, he was going to go to prison for 4 years because he talked to Congress before a congressional hearing and they said he perjured himself.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said to him, the next time I saw him, he's going back again before Congress. And I said, this time, just take the fifth. And he goes, oh, don't worry, this time I will take the fifth. Here's the problem. We deal with what's called a memory. Many times it doesn't recall the facts.
That's a fact.
It just doesn't recall. How fast were you going? I don't recall. Did you stop at that stop sign? I don't recall. Did you pass that person without using your turn signal? I really don't recall. Because 99% of the time you really don't recall. So they ask you a question and you say, no, I wasn't there. Well, here's a camera.
Flock camera. Boom. You were here. 11:58 p.m.
You've just lied under oath. Therefore, you have perjured yourself.
Yep.
Therefore, now we're going to run you. Go now because you've perjured yourself, we're going to file a lawsuit. We're going to basically put you in jail now because you perjured yourself. So it's gotten to the point now, if you get arrested or even investigated or even questioned by a police officer, you better shut up.
Shut up. Just shut up.
You know, I remember Harris told me that one time. He said that, you know, these people get arrested and they get convicted. A lot of times they confess right there in the doggone video camera that the officer's got on, and they don't even realize the guy's wearing a camera. And he says, then there's no coming back from it because, you know, they've already confessed.
Well, the body cam footage has been very instrumental in convictions because a lot of times when nobody notices they got the camera on, and then they have the ability to sit there, record everything you say, and then play it back, regardless of your memory. Also, too, speaking of crime, this is interesting now. You know, they're saying that the National Guard is going to move from D.C. to Chicago because Chicago violence has gotten so far out of hand. This is a post on here. Look at this. Look at these numbers, guys. I didn't really realize this. Year to date, shot and killed in Chicago, 232 people. 1,064 shot and wounded year to date. This is just in Chicago. Well, now Trump said they're sending the National Guard to Chicago, which, quite frankly, they probably need some of that because the drive-by shootings and the machine pistols and everything that the ATF has just conveniently decided they didn't want to go after in Chicago. Ironically, you got them going after a guy in St. Cloud because he changed a pistol brace to a stock on a Scorpion pistol, and all suddenly they convict him and charge him. He's in prison now. But yet, they can't seem to find any of these gang members with all these machine guns in Chicago. So I guess the National Guard's on it now. Well, now you've got this guy, as far as the Chicago mayor, is now saying that if the Pentagon deploys the National Guard to Chicago, he wants basically all Chicago residents to stand up and push back and fight back against National Guard. You know, you got to wonder at a certain point, when you start getting around, you start listening to people, are they really that stupid? Or are they just there to incite violence and cause more division? Because quite frankly...
Look at these three clowns.
Good panel, right?
No, but I'm serious. Oh, I listened about a minute of the interview. I couldn't choke through any more than that. I mean, flat out said, I want all my Chicago residents to stand up and fight back if they decide to come here, and we're going to fight it in court too. Okay, how about this? This is just a concept.
There are dead bodies on the street in Chicago.
How about you just stop shooting each other? Like, it's a concept. Oh, the National Guard's coming to our city to stop us from killing each other. We're going to fight National Guard now. I'm like, maybe it's better off
to remember when ATF was going to go to Chicago stop this? They couldn't do it.
I made a joke about it. I said, they're going to go out and they arrest people because they put a pistol stock on a brace. You know, or took the brace off, put a stock on a CZ in St. Cloud. Oh, we're going to go to Chicago. ATF's going to go to Chicago and stop crime.
This guy on the right looks really angry.
This guy
looks very confused. This guy looks very, very dedicated.
There you go. That would be the other trifecta.
You know what it reminds me of is see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. The monkeys. That's what it reminds me of. I mean, look at these three clowns. The Pentagon plans military deployment of Chicago as Trump eyes crackdown. Well, you know, if you take Chicago and L.A. and, like, you know, out of their crime statistics, United States drops 179.
That's why I pulled up the crime statistics of Chicago. I'm not making this up. 1,064 people already shot and wounded in Chicago this year alone. Shot and killed 232. I mean, it's like it's not a good year if they don't have at least 500 firearm homicides. It's like, we're sloppy this year.
Well, here's the problem, though. If you bring the National Guard in, you're going to have a fight.
They do drive-by shootings on random houses.
These guys are fully armed up there.
Oh, yeah.
This is like gang city here.
Yeah. ATF made sure they deemed it so.
Operation Fast and Furious, baby.
The funny part is I had this conversation with someone a while back, and they were arguing me at first. And I said, are you that naive? You think Operation Fast and Furious was the only operation that ATF trafficked weapons? Really? Really? Because the shot was safe and effective too, wasn't it? I mean, it goes all the way back to ATF being directly involved in it, with essentially back to that movie with Barry Seal. That goes all the way back. They were sending
weapons.
That was
CIA too.
That was CIA and ATF and everybody involved in it.
And it's so funny that one movie with you know, what's it called, American Made?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, the FBI shows up.
ATF shows up.
And, you know, the local crime. I mean, everybody shows up.
Sheriff's Department shows up.
And I remember he goes over to the governor. She goes, well, looks like you've hit the trifecta. Everybody's arrested you.
DEA.
You remember what he said? He goes, I'll let you guys know that you go ahead and let me go right now, and I'm going to give every one of you a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise played that part so well. Yeah, I'm going to give every one of you a Cadillac. And they go, you're not going anywhere, but you're going to be in prison the rest of your life. He goes, no, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to leave.
And then she calls up President Clinton.
He calls her.
Yeah, he calls her up. Yeah. Says, let him go. And all of a sudden, boom, now he goes, I told you, you should have taken the Cadillacs. Remember that? By the way, how AI is merging with humans by targeting our weaknesses. The elite have big plans for AI, which is what they're doing now with these cameras everywhere. Much more than a work tool. They want the technology to fully merge with humans on a personal, emotional, even a sexual level. Yeah. And here's how AI is tapping into our vulnerabilities to fully embed itself in the human existence. The rise of artificial intelligence in recent years has been nothing less than astonishing. Despite the millions of words that were said and written on the topic, most of us still cannot grasp its mind-blowing potential and implications. Unlike virtual reality and the metaverse, AI is not a trend. It is not overhyped, and it does not need marketing to convince people to adopt it. Quite the contrary, AI is already deeply embedded in the lives of countless people and businesses, from the student who needs help with homework to the tech corporation that creates complex algorithms. With that said, AI companies have bigger plans. They do not want their technology to be a workhorse. They want it to merge with humanity on a profound, biological, emotional, and near metaphysical level. Genesis chapter 6, my friends, is upon us, when every thought of every man is evil all the time. There is nothing new about the concept. The Vigilant Citizen has been documenting the push for transhumanism, the merging of humans and robots, for years until we reach the singularity. Can't tell the difference who these people are. And attempts by mass media to normalize it. Have I ever heard of Cyberdyne? Several online, or The Matrix, several online communities also wanted to see the process move as quickly as possible. While those born in the 20th century are more inclined to be creeped out by AI, one fact is undeniable. Younger people are already on board because they get to have all of their college term papers written by AI.
Exactly right.
They just cheat their way through school now, by the way. Just a lot of them. Not all of them. Most of them do. But most of them. I say over 50%. Since they're growing up with it, they're more likely to question AI's apocalyptic dangers to humanity. It is simply part of their lives. For proof, just observe teenagers instinctively turn to ChatGPT as soon as a question pops up in their minds. Yep. To those who oppose the integration of AI in our daily lives, those behind the technology share a common motto, resistance is futile. It's funny how they told us about the Borg years ago, isn't it? In order for AI to fully merge with humanity, it must go beyond being a work tool. It must become a primal, emotional, and even a sexual bond with humans. That's so odd, isn't it? You saw that with that one movie with Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone that one time. I thought, what was it called? They brought him out of the frozen pond or whatever they was in. For this reason, AI companies are gearing their technology to tap into humans' primal needs and animal instincts to make every thought of every man evil all of the time. Same thing it did in Genesis 6. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, Genesis 6, so shall it be upon my return. They want their teeth to provide comfort, stimulate friendship, and arouse sexual desire. Once this powerful bond is formed and feel-good hormones, endorphins, and oxytocins are released in the body, AI becomes more a tool. It becomes an addiction. Yeah. To some, AI becomes a whole person whose loss would be devastating. And here's how the AI giants are breaking down barriers to see their technology fully merge. And I'm going to go ahead and post this article. I'm not going to read the rest of this. It would take me the rest of the show. But it's interesting to me how people are sitting back and watching this, and they're embracing it, Austin.
Well, a lot of people don't even realize how much AI has been integrated in their daily lives now.
Already.
All the way from their phones to their computers to their laptops to their vehicles, and how it's slowly been introduced to the point it's going to be here, and nobody's even going to realize they're using it all the time. It's just going to be, oh, pop up here, question here, I need this, to the point where they don't even know, and I've watched this now with college students, they don't even know how to function in classes if they actually didn't have AI. If you pulled AI suddenly out of the entire concept of college, a lot of students would completely fail.
You know, you're right. If you took their iPads and their iPhones away from them during an exam.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, okay, answer the questions yourself.
If you went back 20 years ago, like it was when I was in college, and you went back and you said, okay, all exams are in person, pencil, paper, Scantron form, handwritten, true, false, this and that, in person, no phones, no laptops. Put your phones in the front of the room. If you did that, you would watch the entire grade system go to a complete F in most of the universities. Immediately. Guarantee it. I've watched and I've seen it with so many kids. They don't even know how to take exams. They don't know how to write papers. A lot of them have no idea. And I hate APA format, all different stupid stuff you had to put it in college. Most kids have no idea what it even means. They don't even know how to do it or even how it's structured because they automatically throw it in the AI and it kicks it out of
the American Psychological Association for APA format, yep.
Yeah, they don't even know. They don't know how to do it. And so, again, it's something just, and this is why I've told everybody, try to at least extend the amount of time that your young kids have before they're massively exposed to this kind of stuff. Because once they get into it, it's very, very difficult to dig them out of it. Now, here's another article that I saw earlier. I wanted to cover this. It says a sluggish thyroid may be linked to gut health. Here's that improvement. It says experts say gut-focused strategies like increasing micronutrients, limiting damaging medication, managing stress, get the thyroid humming again. I'm getting more emails, and I've had this for months now, and it's on and off, but it picks up where people are having an issue trying to burn body fat, even though they're eating clean and they're exercising, they're still having a hard time getting rid of some stubborn body fat. And the more I've researched and the more I talk to them, I always come to the conclusion in a lot of cases it has to do with the thyroid. Because what happens is the thyroid is becoming so sluggish because a lot of the toxins we're exposed to, a lot of the stuff, especially you're drinking in the water, in the bread, the medications, the nastiness in food, that people are starting to have really, really low thyroid function. And sure enough, when you start looking at them or they get their blood work done, you'll find that their thyroid hormones are really, really low. And it says many clinicians now are paying close attention to the gut-thyroid axis as evidence mounts that an out-of-balance gut microbe calling dibosis, can impair nutrient absorption while driving up intestinal permeability, chronic inflammation, and thyroid disease. Focusing on gut health is an easy entry point for better thyroid function. Target nutrition and mindful medication use and stress reduction can enhance the thyroid-gut relationship. It says, in addition, listen to this, constipation with thyroid disorders has often been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome and struggle with acid reflux, bloating, and food sensitivities. So not getting toxins out of your gut, not having regular bowel movements, not getting proper nutrients is having a direct effect on the thyroid, causing it to be more sluggish, making it harder to lose body fat and keep your body under normal health.
Almost all of this is directly related to glyphosate.
You think so?
I know so.
Because what it does is
2.2 billion pounds of glyphosate put on American food every year.
That's a lot, dude.
Billions of pounds.
And why do you think? Because it says right here, gut microbe influence absorption of minerals such as iodine, selenium, zinc, and iron are vital for thyroid function.
What is the what does glyphosate do?
Stops nutrient uptake. Yeah. Stops absorption.
It's the same in plants. That's how it kills plants. It stops the absorption of certain nutrients. And so it does the same thing in the body.
That's another reason, too, why we've told so many people, and they start having a lot of issues with this. You've got to cut out the bread, the glyphosate.
And this is why men and women, when they hit the age of 30, I'm not picking on either sex. It's just both of them start gaining weight.
Oh, yeah. You see it a lot. I've seen it in my own friends. And it's not necessarily always, 100, 200 pounds. Just a little bit.
20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. And they say gradually creep up. Finally, they get to, 40, and now they're like, what the heck just happened? I'm up 80 pounds from high school.
Yeah.
And then they gain another 20 or 30 pounds. Now they're 100 pounds from high school. And almost all of it's thyroid function. And it's all being directly affected by absorption of specific nutrients and the overabundance of fluorine and chlorine as chemicals in the food supply and bromine.
And the water.
And bromine.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that all these things, the body has to have iodine. It's a halogen. Well, when it sees fluorine or chlorine or bromine, it thinks that basically those are halogens, which they are, and it absorbs them into the thyroid, affecting thyroid function. So this thing with glyphosate is a nightmare. I mean, and it's so funny because Kennedy won't touch it.
I've noticed that.
He won't touch
it. It's weird because, I mean, he's covering vaccines super hard. He's talking about artificial flavors. He's talking about high fructose corn syrup. He's talking about dyes. But it's like glyphosate's like this sacred golden cow. He just won't cover it.
Well, because remember, so many farmers can't make it work without glyphosate now.
That's true. If you suddenly, and I guarantee you, look at this, if you suddenly pulled glyphosate, any glyphosate's now illegal to use, period. Well, you got to dispose of it.
Well, number one, the croplands in the United States have been contaminated with glyphosate. So you try to plant a legacy seed in there.
Yeah,
it's going to just die. Instead of being an 8-foot-tall corn stalk, it's going to be a 6-inch-tall corn stalk before it dies. It
falls over.
And so they can't produce the food without it anymore because all the soil is contaminated. This is a real problem that we have, guys. That food has it may take years for that glyphosate to work itself out of that soil.
Then what does that do to the food supply?
That's right. It destroys it.
Yeah.
And so that's why Kennedy's not touching it, because big agri, big pharma, big everybody else is tied together with this. Remember, the more they feed us the poison, the more money they make on our sickness and disease.
That's true.
Right. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump's new satanic-themed White House portrait sparks outrage.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Now, I don't think it's satanic. Let me show it to you. I think it's a pretty good picture, actually. It's him walking in the midst of flags. Okay?
What's satanic about this?
Nothing.
Well, it's got seven flags. I thought it would be six flags. It's seven flags.
It's just a group of people over in the UK.
Oh, they're always mad about
something. But listen to this. A contentious new portrait of Donald Trump has ignited a massive backlash due to his perceived depiction of satanic themes. The artwork features Trump walking amidst rows of American flags with an orange glow behind him.
It's seven flags, too. I mean, come on.
Likened to fire by observers, and it was teased out of just one of the new Trump-themed artworks adorning the White House. The piece was crafted by Vanessa Hornabuna, self-proclaimed Christian worship painter. The unveiling comes after mid-news of Trump's afterlife fears. You ready? Trump's afterlife fears sparked fresh health concerns at the bottom of the totem pole admission. Fears over the sake of state of Donald Trump's health have been resurrected after the U.S. president confessed he's worried about not getting into heaven. This had led to speculation he knows that he's dying. Don't buy this. Speaking on Tuesday to Fox News, Mr. Trump said that he hopes negotiating a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia will improve his odds of passing on to a good afterlife. If I could save 7,000 people a week from being killed, I think that's a pretty. I want to get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing that I'm not doing well, he said. I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can't get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons. First of all, he speaks in staccato terms. I can't read it. It's too tough. Well, but you guys can read all this if you'd like.
It boggles my mind because you always have the leftist liberals. They've got this like deck of cards, and they got to constantly shuffle them. They go, okay, what are we offended about today? Oh, portrait of Donald Trump's the card I got today.
Well, remember, we sat here and they pumped this whole stuff about Biden's health to us.
Oh, yeah.
For 4 years. Both sides. You know, and all of a sudden now Trump's health. And they say he has venous insufficiency because he's got some bad bruising on his hands. And he may indeed have venous insufficiency because he lives on McDonald's and diet sodas.
I can tell you one thing. His cognitive function, his behavior is light years above Biden ever was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Biden couldn't even walk across the platform. He's shaking hands. He's walking around. Ooh, I'm like,
well, it's like vitamin C we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
I've got friends of mine who have severe bruising.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, you're really deficient in vitamin C because you're having capillary destruction because you get touched and you bruise.
Yeah.
You know, and the one person that I talked about this, she's a vegan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she doesn't. And she's got all kinds of joint problems.
Remember, if you're a vegan, that's your decision. You got to be taking B-complex, sublingual B12.
And C.
Got to be taking them.
Yeah. You can't take collagen because it's a beef byproduct.
That right there would keep me from being a vegan. I like my collagen.
I take it every day.
Yeah, it was just a
thing. And so the problem...
Except the fingernail issue, man.
It's an unbelievable... I did it. Now, I was a vegetarian for years, but I was never a vegan. I still ate eggs. I still used butter. I mean, they're so deficient in everything. And their brains don't work right. It's really kind of sad to me.
Well, if that's the route you want to go, you have to massively supplement with nutrients. I mean, you got to be hammering fish oil. You got to be hammering thyroid support. You got to be hammering B complex and multiple. I mean, you got to be taking a lot of it because you're not getting any of it in your food.
Well, it's the thing is sad. I mean, the vegan health is just vegans' health or the problems are unbelievably bad. It really is. Oh, by the way, this is a lesson on slavery to CNN. This is from Carl Craig Roberts. Now, he said this is funny. The saga of American slavery has more moles in it than the Zionist saga of the Holocaust. That's how he started.
There we go. Paul Craig Roberts.
Recently, President Trump wondered about the woke Smithsonian Institute's fixation on slavery as if it were a principal problem that the world faces today. The liberal media had a hissy fit. CNN rushed to do a program on slavery, the woke rectification for which is cultural Marxism and multiculturalism, and the replacement of the white racist population by people of color. This is a political agenda of the Democratic Party to watch white people so determined to achieve their own destruction by voting Democratic is amazing.
Well said.
He's funny. Here are the undisputable facts. Over the course of history, far more white people have been slaves than blacks. Some of these white slaves were held by the Romans and other conquerors in ancient times. Most were held by people of color who raided Europe's Mediterranean coast for slaves. That was the Barbary Pirates.
Yep.
Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, had sent the U.S. Navy and Marines to the shores of Tripoli to stop the North Africans from capturing American ships and enslaving their passengers and crews. But let's not talk about that. In the New World, Caribbean islands, North and South America, European colonists found abundant resources but no labor force. British and European sea captains saw a business opportunity in purchasing slaves from the Black King of Dahomey and selling them to the colonists as a labor force. The Black King of Dahomey and conducted annual slave wars against other blacks and sold the surplus to Arabs and to European sea captains. No white colonist in what was later became the United States has ever enslaved a black person. They purchased blacks already enslaved by the Black King of Dahomey. How about that? When the United States came into existence in the late 18th century, slavery was an inherited institution. Slavery existed in the labor force for large agricultural plantations, the agribusinesses of the time. The plantations using slave labor did not enslave the slaves. They purchased already enslaved slaves to do the work. Now, I'm going to let you guys read the rest of this stuff. This is an extremely good article on slavery and the truth about slavery, and I've already posted it on the website so you guys look at it. And he's right. That's what the Civil War was fought about. It had nothing to do with slavery. It was about states' rights and tariffs being imposed on the southern states by the northern states. And there was no Civil War. The United States did not fire shots against the North. They just wanted to succeed, Austin. They just wanted out. We've had enough of you guys. You guys are nuts. We're done. But they didn't do it. And the Emancipation Proclamation did nothing to slave. It did not even free the slaves in the North.
This is a horrible segue. My ShotPay app's working.
Oh, it is.
Pull up there. Look at this. This is ShotPay. And I'm not telling you guys got to use this. This is a really cool addition we were able to pull together. So you just type in Health Masters. This is ShotPay. This is global. Click right here. Health Masters. What goes into it? Whoops. There we go.
Is this the app?
Yes, the app. Now, this is on my laptop. So the app's way cleaner than this if you look at it. But this is right here on ShotPay app. So you go right in vitamin C powder. Boom. This is the app. But it looks a lot better when it's on your phone. But I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. If you guys are on there, because I had a lot of people use this app and they asked about it.
You know, it's funny. Since we included this now in this new website, more people are using the new site than the dinosaur site.
I know. We've actually converted now, finally. Because the dinosaur site won't be here forever.
But it still works.
It still works great, actually. But it just, it, you know, we're trying to make everything more streamlined, more adaptable, easier, subscriptions, all this stuff to make you guys have the easiest experience you can with the website, make it super simplistic, and give you guys more content and nutrients or nutrient and updates on the nutrients.
And you guys should be really happy that we're using DHL to go to Europe now, because Europe is going to halt postal service to the U.S. after tax deal has been scrapped.
Told you guys.
DHL.
You guys need it. We got the express shipping in the United States, and we have DHL Global Express for all of our international customers. I don't care if you're in Australia, you're in Europe, wherever you are, DHL Express. Remember, DHL is the same. They're the contractor that gets all the F1 cars around the world.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They have the specific contract for F1 racing.
I mean, that means the HealthMasters products could be sitting beside an F1 car.
Yeah, they could.
That's kind of cool. Kinda I cool. like that. You know? By the way, it's now twice as expensive to buy an entry-level home than rent. Remember what Klaus Schwab said?
Yep.
By 2030, you'll own nothing. You'll be happy. Remember him? Yeah. Bless That's the old Bond villain. There
home,
he is.
Home sales see record July cancellations. It's high mortgage rates weigh on buyers. Remember, they don't want anybody to be buying houses. They want everybody to not mortgage, to lease and rent stuff now.
That's because you can't. See, it wasn't enough they had to charge us property tax forever.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't enough.
No. Now they got to make sure that you can't even own anything now.
Yep.
And if you really think you own something and you have property taxes, try not to pay those. And you'll find out real quick it doesn't work that way. That's by the way, CEO has now boasted he's laid off 80% of his staff because they didn't love AI enough. And he threatens to do it again. I don't even know what to say about this. You know, I mean,
well, like I said, man, this AI world's getting real weird. And we're at the infancy phase of it. You get this about 2030. This show right here is probably gonna it's gonna age well. I guarantee you. You got about 3 to 5 years in tech world where you see big growth. That's where you see big growth changes, like 3 to 5 years. You give this by 2030, if the rate we're going with AI, you're probably, in most cases, if you choose to do so, you're gonna be able to completely operate with AI in everything you do.
You think they can turn us into AI and make us little chat boxes here and just basically?
I think with the Neuralink they can. Yeah. I think the Neuralink and the 6G, because you'll have augmented virtual reality tied into your brain.
So if I wanted to, I could tie into this show and have me sitting here as a virtual person, virtual tech.
Yeah, with the new cameras they'll have, yeah. You can be sitting somewhere, and this is your holograph that I'm talking to.
Not going to happen, by the way.
We're here. I can still pick up the can and throw it at you guys if I need to wake you guys up. Stay awake with me on this. But no, it's...
Don't hit the camera.
I'm not going to hit the camera. No, I'm not going to hit you guys. It's a joke, okay? But no, that's exactly what they're going to tie it in. They want you to be able to sit on the couch, right? Scroll through pages on social media without ever looking at your phone. You'll be looking at your phone without actually holding your phone.
Oh, the terror of being eaten by an alligator has been heard. An Obama judge orders the dismantling of alligator Alcatraz and the relocation of the detainees.
What?
That was a great idea, too. At its heart, the Thursday night ruling has nothing to do with the management of illegal immigrants. The lawsuit has led to the decision that's filed for the Center of Biological Diversity by the Miccosukee Tribe and Friends of the Everglades, with three organizations accusing federal agencies in Miami-Dade County of violating the National Environmental Policy Act. Specifically, Williams sided with the plaintiffs, and according to that, the building of Alligator Alcatraz proceeded without the environmental review required by NEPA. Wow.
They may flag them on this one. Because it is a protected wetland. But however, that airstrip was already out there.
The airstrip was there.
And everything,
it's a big airstrip.
To my knowledge, everything out there is set up on almost a temporary basis, as far as they have like trailers and fences and porta potties and all that.
The biggest thing they're going to have to do is deal with sewage.
Yeah, that is. Well, you know, you can't start contaminating the Everglades with sewage.
Because if the soil doesn't perk, there's going to be a problem.
Then they won't perk in the Everglades.
Well, it depends on how high it is. Because they can bring in mounds and make it perk. But, but the reality is Lake Okeechobee is already so contaminated. You know, I mean, it's nasty.
I could see their stance on that, though, as far as environmental protected wetland and not wanting to have any type of sewage contamination on top of what's already there. I could see that.
Miami-Dade is right beside this thing. I mean, this is nothing compared to Miami-Dade.
It's crazy to me how far. I got to get a photo of it next time, an aerial photo. How far they have pushed West Miami into the Everglades, and they've gotten there's actually a point, there's a subdivision at the end of it where on the outside skirts of the subdivision is the actual Everglades.
That's right.
There's a fence and a wall and a channel, the water channel, and I mean, it's right there.
I know. So that, this is not near the impact that would be.
Granted, they're not septic, though, either. They're running, you know, sewage lines.
By the way, I love you guys. I was in church yesterday morning, got to pray for you, and I was, as I always do. Not that I'm perfect, because I'm certainly not perfect, but what I do say is this. I love you guys, and I appreciate the support that you give us and Health Masters. If you didn't do it, we couldn't be here. I mean, we're bringing you the latest innovation to the websites. We even got your little, you know, little, what do you call it again? A little app?
Shop app.
Shop, yeah. Yeah, so here we have the ability now to just reach you all over the world with an app.
All over the world with DHL Express for really good rates, by the way, too. We keep the rates really low. We pretty much just do the best we can to cover our cost on them. That way, we have the ability to get product all over the world to keep people as healthy.
We have stuff to Australia like in a week.
Dude, I've got stuff in Australia in 3 days.
I mean, it used to take 2 months.
Oh, gosh. Post office, if it ever got there. 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
It was horrible. So we're doing the best we can for you guys. Be sure last day, second to last day, product of the week, Sublime will be 12. Be sure to check it out. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow, as always.
Remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life, for he is the author, and he is the finisher, and he is the perfecter of our faith. I love you guys, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.